Yeah, man. Willie People's Podcast. Going down. Shit. It's about, it's 8:56. It's Tuesday night, I think. 2018. March. Or is it fucking April 25th? 2018, check it out, man. Don't you turn off my podcast, because it's the best shit going down. Don't you forget. I got some very interesting things for y'all tonight. Tonight, we gonna talk about these Illuminati puppets in the industry. All these niggas running around showing off their gold chain. They rented Lamborghinis. All this fake money and all this money that don't belong to them belong to the record company and all this. And we're going to talk about them tonight. And yeah, I know this girl on Facebook, man. She real fine, you hear me? But she's a whore. And let me tell you what she do. She's a whore and she feel like, oh, selling her booty and things and being around all these monkey clowns and getting money. Yeah, that's the most important thing. You know, I'd rather be rich than poor and doing shit. Oh, come on, man. You can find something else to do, sucker. To get you some money instead of coming out your bloomies. You see what I mean? This is what I'm getting at. You don't have to do that, baby girl. You don't have to turn on the red light. This is what I'm getting at. Yeah, see, let me tell you about these people sell out for material gain. See, they think it's all good. Oh, it don't matter what I'm doing, as long as I got this Mercedes to show for it. I could be with the most ugliest woman in town, or a whore, or the ugliest man in town, but I got this Lamborghini. I got this Ferrari. Man, that material shit, man, let me tell you something, man. I had just went spent, I spent 10 grand for a little over 10 grand for a Dodge Ram truck. With the Hemi in it, and it had the 20-inch Dodge wheels and the dual exhaust, and then I spent like another $10,000 customizing it, putting TVs in it, and I even had the laptop set up and the sound system, $5,000 sound system, all this. Okay. All type of stupid shit I had in this truck. Spent $20,000 on this truck. Then I went and bought gold necklaces hanging down past my stomach with the Jesus heads and all that on it, with the Jesus rings and the Jesus earrings, and it's all kind of crazy stuff, man. I ran through about $35,000, man. You hear me? Man, messed around, and I had money. I was eating so good, man. I was eating McDonald's every day. I was eating Pizza Hut, Papa Knows. Man, I was eating, man. You hear me? Man, messed around. My stomach started hurting. Man, I went to the hospital. Man, I'm talking about I was so sick. Felt like I had a knife in my stomach. And I was about to die, man. You know, about to pass out. Because these people in the waiting room, they don't give a damn what kind of shape you in. They gonna make you wait, man. That's why it's called the waiting room. You know what I'm saying? Man, I'm in the waiting room about to pass out and all this. To make a long story short, they end up telling me it was my appendix. You know, but to make a long story short, now I done just went and spent all this money on this material crap, you know, and I'm about to die in the hospital, and you know what the first thing crossed my mind? Man, who finna be driving my brand new truck that I just went bought? Who finna be wearing my gold jewelry and spending my money and with my woman who and got my house, and who finna have all this? Cause it ain't gonna be me, cause I'm finna be dead. You see what I mean? See, God did that to show me, man, when you get ready to go, you ain't taking none of that shit with you, bruh. You can forget about it. I seen this guy in the news the other day. He lived over there in Trinidad some damn well. Man, this dude, they say he a billionaire. I don't know how true that was, but I don't know if he was a millionaire. They say he was a millionaire, billionaire, but man, this dude had some big gold, man. I'm talking about, man, this dude had, if that gold he was wearing was real, man, this dude had $1 million, $2 million in gold jewelry alone he wearing. In his convertible Bentley and all this, and man, somebody shot him, you know? And supposedly they had on YouTube, yeah, they buried him with millions of dollars worth of stuff, but then they say they cremated him. So in actuality, how you gonna bury somebody with something you done cremated them? This man is ashes. Hell, you know, man, I'm trying to tell you, man, if all these Illuminati puppets out here getting tricked by the devil for riches and fine, man, what you need all that crap for, man? You don't need all that crap. You know? You don't need all that. Man, all you need is a roof over your head, some food for your tummy, somewhere to get on your knees and praise God. You know, it's nice to have a car. It's nice to have some jewelry. You know, but man, don't go selling your soul and your Tootsie Roll for it, man. You see what I'm saying? See what I'm saying to you, Jack? You ain't got to go doing all that, man. You know, man, look at this, man. We talking about these Illuminati puppets, man. Now, I'ma just ask y'all. Y'all ain't sending me no messages in letting me know who you want me to talk about and everything. But, we're gonna put two comedians up here. We're gonna put Cat Williams and we're gonna put Kevin Hart. Now, which one of them y'all think the funniest? I know anybody out there that's real, they gonna say Cat Williams, of course. He's a funny guy. But this Kevin Hart, now he ain't funny worth a shit. Man, I could sit up and listen to that fool entire comedy special and don't even giggle. You see what I'm saying? Man, that dude is not funny. Let me tell you what the Illuminati does, man. They put somebody out there on the forefront and they use the media and everything else and put them out there and make you think that person got it going on. But he probably under the biggest slave contract of all. He ain't getting but 20% of the profits that come in. They get 80%, he get 20%, and that's why they advertise him and put him out there so much. It's so, he belongs to us. So we gonna put him out there and get this money. You see what I mean? But Cat getting his own money, so they ain't gonna put him out there like they put their puppet. You see what I mean, man? I'm talking about, man, people been fooled. They been fooled. They been fooled. I'm talking about just like the election that went on not too long ago. They was actually considering making Hillary Clinton the president. Now, I knew that wasn't going to happen because I'm 39 years old. I was a young man when Bill Clinton was impeached out of the White House along with his wife. So how could they come back and run the White House and y'all been impeached. See, you young people didn't know that. Because y'all was just born along the time that this Lewinsky scandal and all that went on. They call y'all millennials. Y'all was just born around 2000. Around the time of the millennium. Nah, buddy. I'm from 1979. I seen a lot go down, man. You know? And I'm going to get ready to end this little bit of piece of podcast. Just to let y'all know, the world is fucked up. It's fucked up, man. I'm talking about all type of injustice go on every day. And ain't nobody trying to do nothing about it. You know? JFK was killed. They coming out with this information now talking about George Bush had something to do with it. Showed his picture at the day of the assassination. He's sitting right over there across the street watching. See what I mean? But if you ask him, he wasn't even there. And if you ask him, he wasn't part of the CIA back then, even though that's been proven otherwise. You see what I mean, man? Bunch of bullshit, man. Bunch of bullshit. And, man, that's just like me, man. These folks around here, done ramrodded and railroaded and everything my ass, you hear me? Took everything from me, man. And ain't nobody saying nothing. They don't give a damn. They too busy wanna mellow me every day because, oh, he ain't got a car. But I got more than these motherfuckers know about. You hear me? But I'm keeping that to myself, because guess what? These motherfuckers will come and take it. Think I'm bullshit. Man, this world right now ain't nothing more than the time of Conan the Barbarian. Bunch of goddamn barbarians running around here, man. And I'm going to end the podcast with that, but I'll be back, man, as soon as I get some more interesting topics to bring up on y'all. I'll be back, and then guess what? Oh, they letting all the wrong people in and out of jail. You know, you got people out here every day raping booties and everything else. They ain't going to jail. But some poor nigga on the corner that illegally farted, he going. You see what I mean? And they gonna work the hell out of him. And guess what else? Then they letting all the wrong people out. The one that's raping booties and doing all this and that, they letting them out. And keeping the one that they done set up on some bullshit, keeping them in. Now, I'm going to just give y'all a prime example. Police, a couple years back, policemen lied on me to the grand jury, got rid of the videotape and all that. And ran me through court, took all my money and everything. I had to bond out. He lied to the judge, lied to everybody. Now, they ain't dragging me into court. All of a sudden, for some reason now, they don't need to see me in court. But they was dragging me in there every week to the grand jury. Trying to worry me to death, trying to give me a heart attack, everything. Now, if I come back now and say, hey, I'm suing y'all, give me my money, huh? They'll look at me like I'm crazy. What? You ain't getting nothing, nigga. Even though we did take all this and that from you and tried to kill you and all that, you ain't getting nothing. And you better quit talking about it. Or we gonna lock you under the prison. But then I got niggas out here meddling me about what I ain't got. But in actuality, they up under me. Because they ain't been through what I been through. The little stuff that they got. The people letting them keep it, because they ain't got nothing. You see what I mean? I'm the one so big and had all this and that the police got to get together and conspire to get this stuff away from me. You said, think about it, suckers. Think about it. And y'all think y'all gonna make a dang fool out of me and I'm gonna succumb to what y'all think? Man, y'all ain't nothing. Until you done spent $1 million on your legal defense, don't even talk to me. You see what I mean? If you ain't spent $1 million like me and Michael Jackson and OJ and all them on your legal defense, you can get the hell out of my face, you bum. Because you don't know what it's like to be rich. You see what I mean? And anyway, police lied on me and all this. Oh, and they've been doing it for years. Oh, I've been paying them jokers for years. Like Frank Lucas said, man, I put more of their kids through college than did in the United Negro College Fund. You see what I'm saying? And anyway, nah. They came at that mess with me, and my own family turned against me and everything. You know, they was in cahoots with them, you know, because they was jealous of me. Now, come to find out, this guy, friend of my, I'm going to just say friend of my, the person that brought me in this world, because that's what I call them. They ain't really nothing to me. But this is what I'm getting at. A friend of hers gets busted on this cocaine conspiracy. See what I mean? Kilo. You see what I'm saying? And they ain't bugging him about court either. See what I mean? So you mean to tell me that you ran me through the ground about a damn felony of looting, but you ain't bugging me, but then another cat get busted with a kilo, and you ain't worried about that either? Or is that because he black, and because he doing exactly what you want him to do, and that's try to destroy my family? Man, y'all can kiss my grits with extra butter, and that's the end of my podcast for today. Cause y'all can't do nothing to me, sucker. You done tried, you done put the judge on me 45 times, you done put the police on me 45 times, and I'm right here still talking shit. Kiss my grits with extra butter. Until next time, it's Willie Peepers Junior Podcast. I'll let y'all later, peace.
Yeah, guys, what's up? Willie Peoples Jr. here, Vicksburg, Mississippi, 39180. I am 39 years old, 6'2", 250 pounds. We're going to discuss a lot of real things here on my podcast. I'm like the modern day Tupac Shakur, and we're going to get it done. We're gonna put an end to all this Illuminati madness, these gold diggers, no good black supremacists and white supremacists. We're gonna do it all here at Willie Peoples Jr. / Spotify / podcast. 1, 2, 3.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.